Welcome back. There's been a lot of discussion this week, some of it quite heated, in the Dáil on international protection, with opposition parties criticising government plans to charge people living in direct provision and the decision to reduce the number of days Ukrainian refugees will have to be allowed to stay in state provided accommodation. And Circa Clark, I'll come to you first on this of Sinn Féin. Do you agree with a lot of the proposals that we're seeing coming out of government this week, particularly that idea around charging asylum seekers for the accommodation that they're in while they're waiting for decisions?
People in homeless accommodation pay for their accommodation.
But how would you argue? The incentive is to try and move people through a system.
That's the same incentive that's there for homeless accommodation.
And so what would you charge then someone from the get-go?
It needs to be means tested. It needs to be the same calculation that's there for everybody else who is availing of emergency estate accommodation.
But these are people fleeing. They're looking for protection in the country, often because of war, massive interruptions in their lives, fleeing a country, often with very little in their bags to come to somewhere to apply for the protections that they are entitled to under lots of human rights legislation. Mm-hmm. But you're saying to those people from day one or
I'm asking
when then would you start to means test them?
If they have employment, if they have an income that's coming in. For those who are in...
They can only do that, after six months.
Yeah. I have constituents who are in IPAS accommodation for years. And this is where the issue actually lies, Áine. We have a system that is ultimately dysfunctional. We have people who are going through the IPAS system for years and years and years. And it is so unfair on those people. It's so unfair, particularly on those people who have very young children, who become embedded in communities, then to be told, actually, your asylum application hasn't passed and you need to leave. So the only people at this point in time who are benefiting from the current model... benefit from the current model of international protection are the private premises owners who are making an absolute mint out of this.
So that's the landlords, which is distinct and separate to this. But means test, potentially after 6 months at the point where they can be employment, what do you think they should be charged to live in a direct provision centre?
You could put the basis on the same way the county council's accommodation rates are based on homeless people, homeless families who are in accommodation and the rates that they pay in it. Okay. But fundamentally, what I think is happening here, government has been speaking about charging people in IPAS for about a year now, give or take. Okay. This has only started to come to the fore now because it is another action by government to distract from the absolute failures of what they've presided over.
Thank you, Circuit. Paul Murphy, your reaction there to Sinn Féin wanting to means test those in direct provision, asylum seekers?
Well, I agree with Circa that this is an attempt to distract people. I mean, it's not an accident. We had the presidential election. The left came together. They and the people endorsed by 63% a candidate who stood very clearly for equality, saying Ireland is not full and so on.
People seeking international protection being means tested.
I'm opposed to it. I think it is just another example of performative cruelty. It won't make life one single bit better for anyone else in this country.
Are you surprised, like Sinn Féin? As is. You've just been through a campaign successfully with them. Is this starting to kind of show up some of the glaring policy differences between parties of the left?
But
there
are differences.
Yes, there obviously are differences. You know, it's clear, we've been clear for years that I think Sinn Féin has made, you know, a significant mistake on the issue of immigration. They've played into the government's hands. I think that lots of their own members are uncomfortable with some of the rhetoric that some spokespeople come out with, because I think what we should be doing together is to say clearly, and lots of Sinn Féin people, in fairness, will say this, is that the cause of the problems that people face in terms of housing, in terms of health, in terms of cost of living, vulnerable people. It's those at the top, and we need to be uniting against those at the top, those who profit from these crises, and a government, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, who are responsible for those crises and who represent those who profit.
Is there any area of compromise between Sinn Féin and People Before Profit on? This is a critical area of debate and policy, and you're You're at opposite ends here.
On the Sinn Féin, people before profit like Sock Dems, and we are individual parties. We have our own policies. We have our own positions on certain things. If we, and to go back to the issue that Paul raised there about the presidential election, on that issue we came together and we stood behind a united left candidate to deliver what we felt was the best possible candidate in that race. Do we have issues on this on this particular policy? Yes, we do. Sinn Féin fundamentally believe in a system, a rules-based system that works.
There I have
do
to
we
leave
have
it.
To agree on absolutely everything? No.
Okay,
but
thank
Fianna
you.
Fáil and Fine Gael would say the same.
That's it for today.